And now this is a dictation for Jean, G-E-N-E, Whitehead, April 3, 53. Addresses a letter to Kaylin Guidman, G-E-I-T-M-A-N-P-A-C, 775-1640. Dear Mrs. Guidman, follow-up for Jean, chronic kidney disease, hypertension. Last visit, August, comes accompanied with wife. Has noticed some foaminess of the urine. No hospital emergency room. Decreased bilateral hearing, wears hearing aids. No edema. No blood in the urine, burning cloudiness. There is nocturia. No upper or lower gastrointestinal symptoms. Denied chest pain palpitation or increase of dyspnea. Uses inhalers as needed. Review system done, non-contributory. Next paragraph, medication list review. Highlight HCTC, beta blockers, lisinopril. Present blood pressure 138/60 on the right side. Lungs clear. No pleural effusion, no wheezing, no arrhythmia, pericardial rap. Weight 200 is stable, obesity of the abdomen. I don't see edema non-focal. Next paragraph. Most recent chemistries, February. Creatinine 1.65, which is stable or improved over the last 2 years. Representing a GFR 44 stage 3B. Normal electrolyte acid base, minor increase of calcium, normal albumin phosphorus, PTH suppressed less than 20, no gross anemia. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 3B, stable, no progression, no symptoms, no dialysis, underlying hypertension in the office, well controlled. No need for EPO treatment, high calcium probably from HCTC, takes no calcium or vitamin D, electrolyte acid base normal, no phosphorus binders, appropriately suppressed PTH, continue pressing regimen. For the foaminess of the urine, we will see if there is any protein, urine analysis and protein creatinine ratio, based on that, potentially more testing. Discuss patient and wife, end of the dictation,